Simon & Schuster Audio presents Extra Credit by Andrew Clements. Read by Gabra Zachman.
Chapter 1. In the Hills Above Kabul. Sadid knew he wasn't supposed to be listening to the men talking in the next room. He also knew he wasn't supposed to be peeking through the crack near the bottom of the old wooden door. But they had to be talking about him in there. Why else would his teacher have invited him to the home of the headman of the village? His teacher, Mahmoud Jafari, had not told him much.
"Please come to Akbar Khan's house this afternoon at 4. He and his counselors meet today, and I have to speak with them, and I may need you to be there."
Sadid thought perhaps his teacher was going to recommend him for a special honor. That wasn't hard to imagine. Not at all. Perhaps the village elders would award him a scholarship to one of the finest new schools in Kabul. He would wear blue trousers and a clean white shirt to classes every day, and he would have his own computer, and he would take his place as one of the future leaders of Afghanistan. His father and mother would be very proud of him. It would be a great opportunity. And Sadid was certain he richly deserved it. Through the crack in the door, Sadid could see all 7 men sitting on cushions around a low table, sipping tea. An electric bulb hung overhead, and 2 wires ran across the ceiling to the gasoline generator outside.